Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about four things you can incorporate into your life to make your life better. You know, I've done a lot of research on things that we can do, stuff that we can implement. And I found some things to be, well, quite laborious. I found other things to not be as significant. I found things that became, well, busy work. And then I've stumbled upon some things throughout the years that have really changed my life, made an amazing impact, and I use it in my day-to-day life. And so I thought, what's better than to share things that work in my life, share those on the show to help you with yours? Now, some of these might not be as important to you. Some of them might be more important or less important. However, there's an impact of all of this, a real impact that can make your life better. You can become even more successful than you are, be even happier than you are, and really be able to see life and take life at your speed and be able to really get the most out of it. Because that's what we all truly want. We want to live this life. We want to be happy. We want to be healthy. We want to meet like-minded folks. We want to have fun. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. And I find oftentimes our lives become repetitive. The fun is gone. And we feel as though we're stuck in a rut. It feels like the rut is never going to end. We feel overwhelmed and stressed out. And quite honestly, we feel disillusioned by where we are. And that disillusionment ends up getting into everything we do. It just gets into every facet of our life. And we begin to not taste food the same, not smell the same, and things become so redundant. There's been countless films made on this whole concept of how going through the same thing, different day, over and over again, experiencing nothing new, and really just feeling as though every single day is a cookie cutter of the previous. And I found that there are things that we can do to impact our life to make it better. There are things that we can incorporate into our life that can really impact our life in such a way that it's so powerful. And they seem such simple things to add to our life. But as you know, the simplest stuff is the best. The simplest artwork is the most profound and also the most expensive artwork. The simplest slogan keeps it real. I mean, when we see a slogan that's simple and to the point, we remember that company for the rest of our lives. Simple. Simple means that we're not going a huge way to create something when we can go a straight line. And so on today's show, I'm going to reveal four things that you can incorporate into your life right now to make it better. These things are going to seem simple in the beginning, but then I'm going to expand on each subject matter. I'm going to give you ways of using that into your day-to-day life, ways to incorporate it. And some, you'll incorporate all of these tools. Others of you might incorporate one or two. Some of you might take one idea. But as long as you take one idea from the show, your life will get better. I know many of you out there are saying, well, I have a pretty good life. Yeah, there's certain things that aren't working in my life. But all in all, things are pretty okay. And I commend you, because there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of responsibility. Life is going a mile a minute. There's so much stuff going on. It's hard to keep things straight with all the responsibilities and everything that has to be done. You know, whether you're married or single, children or no children, taking care of your older parents or not, whatever it is that's going on top of the workload, on top of the stress, on top of the bill pay and all that stuff in between, and trying to do things to create fun and trying to stay positive and be happy. All of that stuff takes time, takes energy. And so today I'm going to help you to illuminate some things that can really help you. Some of this stuff might take more time than others. And it'll be really powerful stuff, too, because when we begin to take an interest into our life, when we begin to take a powerful, positive, reflective interest into our life, really good things happen. And we begin to be more interested and more awake and more aware of who we are and what we offer and what we want to explore about ourselves. And that, to me, is powerful information. Let's begin. Let's begin on talking about things that we can do in our life right now that we can implement in our daily life to maximize our joy on planet Earth. You know, the first thing that I find very powerful, and I've touched on this on other shows before, on other videos on YouTube. You know, I put up a new video on YouTube each and every week. And if you go to YouTube, you can find me. You just go to YouTube and search and find Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. And you can find lots of different topics, lots of different types of videos on various things that really will impact your life. But I've actually done some videos on this particular thing as well. And the first thing that I want to cover is being more mindful. Being more mindful. Being more in the mindful mind instead of being in the thinking mind. And what that means is that many of us walk around life thinking all the time. We're constantly thinking about what just happened, what happened yesterday, what we might think is going to happen tomorrow, the fears and stress of what might take place, the disillusionment of what happened yesterday, fear of the future, and all those things in between. And so the thinking mind is not in the moment. You see, there's no way that the thinking mind can be in the moment, because the thinking mind is in the mind. So as we walk down the street to go to the grocery store, let's say you're parking the car, you're getting out, you're going into the grocery store. If you're thinking about what happened earlier, or you're thinking about what happened yesterday, or you're thinking about what may happen in the future, you're not in the mindful mind. You're actually in your thoughts. And as you're in the store, you're basically going through the motions of shopping. Now, the person who's not thinking about what happened or what may happen or what could happen, and they're really just experiencing getting out of the car. So instead of all that mind talk and all that, you know, jabber going on, that person is being more mindful as far as experiencing the grocery store, experiencing getting out of the car, closing the door, making sure you have the keys, locking it up, making sure you have, for a woman, a purse. Guys always usually have their wallets on them, but you know what I'm saying, what you need to have, and going into the store, being mindful of what I need to get, why I'm here, paying attention to the people there, maybe saying hi to somebody that's there working at the store, or maybe seeing a neighbor that happens to be there, and being engaged and feeling what the temperature feels like in the store. Maybe it's really, really cold. Maybe it's warm. Normally it's really cold. And paying attention to what's happening around you, the food, the people, all that kind of stuff. And that's being very mindful. See, most of us aren't doing that. Most of us are in the thinking mind. We're thinking about what happened. We're thinking about what the comment that was made earlier that day. We're still trying to figure out what our best comeback should have been because we didn't have a comeback. We're getting a little angry about that. Perhaps we're getting on the phone. We're texting a friend. I can't believe they said that earlier. And as we get more and more wrapped up in what happened before, we get more and more distance from where we are right then and there. And what happens is we begin to go through life, and I like to say that we're going through the motions. Whether it's the grocery store, whether it's going out and seeing our friends, whether it's going to a social event, whether it's going to dinner with your husband, your wife, your kids. You begin to go through the motions. Your thoughts are running wild. You're thinking about a lot of stuff all at one time. Perhaps you're paying attention to the phone and waiting for a text, or you're in the middle of a conversation and you're wanting to have a conversation XYZ, but you're at dinner and you're trying to do everything all at one time, and your spouse is talking to you and you're like, oh yeah, yeah. You have no idea what they're saying. The kids might be talking about something. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No idea what they're saying because you're not paying any attention. And many of us, it's not like we're doing this on purpose. It's not like we're like, I'm not going to pay attention to anything that my family has to say. No. It's the fact that we don't slow down the mind. We don't take the phone out of our hand. Instead of being in that moment, instead of actually being in the moment of actually spending time wherever we are and being mindful in that moment. And so when we're thinking about mindfulness versus the thinking mind, it's about being there in the moment, experiencing that experience for what it is. Not cluttered with what happened yesterday. Not cluttered with our thoughts, feelings, emotions, insecurities. You know, none of that. Just being in that moment and experiencing that. You know, a lot of times people say that you got to go to nature to decompress. And the reason for that is that people usually calm their mind when they're in nature. They calm their mind when they're exercising because they're actually actively meditating. You know, many of us think that meditation has to be this process that we sit with our legs crossed like a, you know, pretzel, and then we put our hands in the air like some sort of Buddha. And that's just not true. Sure, you can meditate like that, but there's also active meditation. You could run 5 miles and meditate. You could do active hot yoga and meditate, only focusing on the activity itself and clearing the mind. When I return, I'll be talking more about the mindful mind, active meditation, and the other 3 things that you can incorporate into your day-to-day life to make your life even better. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy-up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free. And who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing four things that you can incorporate into your day-to-day life to make your life even better than it already is. You know, right before the break, I was talking about the mindful mind voice versus the thinking mind, and how, honestly, many of us are walking through life thinking, contemplating, on the phone, rehashing and hashing the past, worried about what might happen in the future, or thinking about what might happen in the future, and we're just not in the moment. You know, right before the break, I'd been talking about meditation and how there's a thing called active meditation as well. You know, many of us just think that meditation is, you know, sitting in like a pretzel shape with our hands in the air and doing that for several hours. Yes, that is meditation, but there are other options of meditation. And that's why people talk about getting into nature or exercising to really calm down the mind. I always find it very interesting because many people don't know about active meditation. And to me, a good act of meditation is running 3 to 4 miles, okay? You know, maybe getting on that elliptical and really focusing on the workout and the running. Perhaps you like to run outside running. What about yoga? A lot of people use yoga. And you know why it's so good is that there's so many different poses, and it's so quick. And that's why they do that, to clear the mind, because you're having to focus solely on the yoga, solely on getting that right. And as they get quicker and quicker and quicker, and it gets more challenging, it really quiets your mind because you're having to keep up with that instructor. And there's a lot of active participation for meditation. And that's something that's really great. And that's something that can really help you to become mindful, to really realize how to quiet the mind. You know, I work with my clients on how to do that, because we often don't realize the amount of negative thought process, the amount of negativity that we think about ourselves on a constant basis. That stuff flows in and out of our brain constantly. Okay, some of us can hear it. Some of us don't hear it anymore. It's like music in the background that you don't really hear the words, but you can kind of hear it, but you can't really make it out. But, you know, that music that's in the background that you can kind of hear, but you can't make it out, actually impacts the way we feel, just like thoughts, that we might not actually hear the entire thought, but it does impact our actions. If I'm thinking that I'm no good, if I'm thinking that I'm lesser than, if I'm thinking that everybody thinks that I'm not good enough, when I walk into any social situation, I'm going to feel lesser than. I'm going to feel scared. I'm going to stand on the sidelines. I'm going to stand as close to the edge as possible. I'm going to probably fidget. I'm going to probably be stressed. I'm not going to be as happy. I'm going to think that people are talking about me or what have you, because my internal dialogue is saying that this is the way that it's going. What if it was the opposite? And what if we were being mindful, where you could actually see and feel the event, or feel where you are and understand the impact, and actually be there in a realistic way, realizing that you're really never going to know what somebody thinks about you until they actually tell you, and then that's to say that they're being honest with you. And I'll give you another hint too, besides that one, which was pretty profound, is the fact that most people are too busy thinking about their own personal issues to ever think about yours. There's just no time. Their mind is also full of the negative broken record. Their mind is also filled with the thoughts from yesterday or the regrets from the day before or the fear of what's going to happen in life. And so going into nature is a good way to being more mindful. Spending less time on social media and on the phone is a really good way of being more mindful. Social media is great for some things, but it also makes us compare our lives oftentimes and make ourselves feel worse about where we are, and then the negative dialogue starts back up again. It's very interesting, isn't it? And, you know, it's interesting, too, the more mindful we become, the more aware we are of our bodies, how we're feeling. Am I feeling good? Am I not? Do I feel squeamish? Do I feel uneasy? Do I feel down? Do I feel sore? How do I feel? Where is it coming from? What happened? Being able to make those judgment calls and know what solutions need to be chosen to feel better. And it's very impactful because we begin to look at ourselves not only from as an individual and who we are, but we begin to actually do what? We begin to actually feel from within because the chatter has slowed down. And that's something that I work with clients, is slowing that chatter down, really getting rid of it, and then really changing the pattern of those negative thought processes. Because why would we want to live with a negative thought process that holds us back if we could actually live with a positive thought process? And I'm not talking about all rainbows and unicorns. I'm just saying, if the opposite can be true, so can that opposite be true. If the negative is the opposite or the positive is the opposite, so can the other be true. Our brains are very powerful. What we believe we can achieve, what we believe we cannot achieve is the same, isn't it? You know, the next thing that you can do that you can incorporate into your life to make it even better is to begin to learn more about you. And I know some people out there might say, well, that sounds pretty selfish. She wants us to go out there and learn a lot about ourselves. Well, I am. I'm actually prescribing this. Okay? Because why? As I find that a lot of folks don't learn about themselves. They'd rather read books on other people and other conditions. They would rather read books and journals on what they think their ex-husband might have dealt with as far as personality disorders. Perhaps they want to read about maybe their ex-wife or ex-girlfriend's issues instead of really tackling their stuff. It's easier to look at someone else's problem. It's easier to diagnose somebody else. It's easier to find the fault in other people. But we have to turn ourselves inward and begin to learn more about ourselves. You know, I find that one of the first places you can begin when it comes to personality exams is the Myers-Briggs test. And I know some of you say, I like it. Some of you might say, well, you know, but honestly, to me, it is pretty eye-opening. And most of you will say, yeah, that's obvious, you know. And to me, I think it's very interesting. You know, when you take the Myers-Briggs test, you can take it online. There's a lot of places you can go online. You know, you can get the book, what have you. But it was interesting because I am an ENFP. And, you know, there's extroverted, introverted, there's feelings, there's thinking, there's intuitive, there's all kinds of really neat stuff. And you can really kind of learn a little bit about your personality and really define it. It makes you more definable. It makes you more concrete, I think. And, you know, it's not all set in stone, but it shows you different facets of who you are. You know, another thing that a lot of people like to look at, and I find powerful, but I haven't delved into as much as many people have. I really haven't delved into it really at all, and I'm actually looking toward it. And so, you know, some of the stuff that I've advised, especially with the mindfulness, I've done that, and I work on that every day. But, you know, this is something that I've been contemplating is the astrology factor. Some people say that they learn a lot about their birth time and who they are and personality traits. I haven't gotten to that so much, but if that interests you and that's something that you actually care about, you know, I believe that, you know, pursuing that information could be powerful for you. I'm not going to sit there and assign one way or another and say one way is better than the other. I'm just saying that I haven't really gone down that path. I recently did an interview, though, on the podcast. side of the Live Your True Life Perspectives, where I interviewed an amazing astrologer. He's also involved with like compatibility and timing and time mapping of where you should be at in this world and when you should live there and when you should make big decisions. Very interesting interview. And you can find that on Spreaker or Apple iTunes, which is cool. And that's just Live Your True Life Perspectives, the same as the radio show. But I think it's very interesting. It's something that you might want to discover. One thing that I've really discovered is spirituality and my connection with God. And that's something that has been very important to me. Do I prescribe to religion? No. I have been a religious person. I went to church for 20-something years of my life. Am I against it? No. I think different religions are good for different people, and I think it's whatever you feel like called to. But I do feel that we have to take a step back and analyze, what do we really feel? Was it the fact that I was raised this way, or is it the fact that I feel really certain, or I really feel connected to that? Because defining ourselves as adults and finding our true perspective and our true direction, not about family, not about our environment and how we were raised, but really finding that truly who we really are, is really powerful. Okay. And so it's not about following the leader about what was told. It's about evaluating those situations and really looking at everything in a totality and deciding what really impacts my life and what direction do I want to go. And I really found that I'm a very spiritual person, connected, and I've researched all different religions, and I've read books on all types of religions, read all types of Bibles, all types of versions of the Bible as well. And I've learned a lot about myself. And I think it's very powerful to learn about something that's greater than you, that created this universe, and to understand the power of that, but also to understand, when we read that, the power of ourselves. You know, oftentimes we get lost in the power of the cosmos and the power of this and the power of that, but how powerful are we? And when we begin to understand how we got here and why we're here on this planet and what we're here to do and purpose and that type of thing, begins to shine light on really getting rid of those negative things that hold us back, to really understand who we truly are and what we can really do on this planet to help other people and to do what's right and to have fun while we're doing it. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing four things that you can incorporate into your day-to-day life to make life better. You know, right before the break, I was talking about learning about yourself, about how the Myers-Briggs test is a very good indication of you. I'm an ENFP, and there's all kinds of different things, but the E is for extrovert, or the I for introvert, and it goes on and explains exactly things about you and kind of how that personality is, and it really allows you to understand greater you as an individual, who you are, kind of the things about your personality that really stand out and that sort of thing. And it can be powerful to understand that. And it can also help you to understand you and your strengths better as well. Okay. And maybe sometimes why there are certain weaknesses. Maybe it's just something that doesn't really connect with your personality. And that's okay. You can find someone to help you, or you can work on that, or you can actually spend more time doing something else. I was talking about astrology for a little bit there, too. Now, I haven't really done a lot of research. Yes, I know my birthday, and I've read a horoscope here and there, but I haven't really learned about, like, the charts and the birth charts and the natal charts. I don't know a lot about that, so I can't really speak on that. But what I do know is a lot of people learn a lot about themselves and their personality based on that, and so I'm all for it. One of the things that I really spent time learning is really about spirituality. I was raised in a very religious home. There's a big difference between religion and spirituality, and I'm good with either or. But my thing is that finding that true calling and understanding what really connects with me. What I worked on beginning when I was quite young, and then throughout, you know, high school and college, I went to church with my family, but I knew that there was more that I wanted to explore. I knew that I wanted to educate myself on every religion, and I did. And then I kind of saw pieces of each thing that I really, really liked, and then some that I didn't. And I realized that I could really, if I really did connect with God, I could connect with God and understand God. And I could be there every single day as long as I was true to that and true to that word. And I did. And so that to me is more of a spirituality. I occasionally go to churches with friends. I like it. But I'm very spiritual in the fact that I understand my connection, and I'm understanding why I'm here and what I'm here to do, and purpose, and doing the right thing, and loving people unconditionally, and really connecting with that next level. Because I think that that gives us our defining moments. That really helps us to understand who we are. It makes us more powerful. It makes life actually have more meaning because we actually like it more. And you know why? Because we know where we came from, but also we have more hope. And we understand that there's more to us than just this particular situation. But we also understand our depth. And as we begin to acknowledge that depth, and we begin to acknowledge meditation and living in the heart space and that type of thing. You know, one of the books that I read is A Heart Space Meditation. And I really loved it because it's really good meditation that really connects you with your heart. And when we live in the heart, it's not about doing stupid things because of our emotions. It's not about that. It's not about being emotional. It's about actually getting out of that thinking mind and just being in the feeling, being in the moment, being in that mindfulness. But not necessarily in the mindfulness. And it's really just being in the moment and living life minute to minute as life is brought, instead of worrying about the fear. And it can be overwhelming at first to try to get out of that defining and expectations and all that stuff, because a lot of us were raised around family that were about expectations, the fear factor, the upbringing, and we have a tendency of repeating the past, historical repetition, because that's what we know. And I find that when we let go of what we know and we begin to capitalize on what we feel and what we see, and we go a step further and we analyze things and we allow things to change and we make decisions and we change them, and we don't have to have doctrines. We actually allow ourselves to be. All of a sudden, we get a better beat on things. We begin to understand things a little more clearly. So another thing that you can do right now to incorporate into your life to make your life better is something that many people, when I first bring it up, immediately say, oh, God, I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to do that, okay? And some of you are more apt to do it, but I found that the more fight that we have with this specific thing, the better it ends up being for the person that fought more about against doing it. Okay, so what I mean is that this particular thing that you can incorporate into your life is what? Journaling. And I found that people who argue against it the most, once they actually allow themselves to do it, it changes their life. It changes their life because they're getting out those thoughts and their feelings on paper. Okay? All that stuff that was lodged in their mind, all the stuff that was taking up the space in their mind, all that stuff, all that chatter all at one time, okay, gets to go out on pieces of paper in a journal that later on can be looked at and to really understand, where am I at this point? How am I? What am I thinking? See how I'm thinking, what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling. And it gives us a greater understanding into ourselves. So we're basically spending time with ourselves to understand ourselves. We're spending time actually getting to know ourselves, and that's valuable. And ourselves knows when we're doing that kind of stuff because it feels good. Because we say, wow, for the first time, I'm actually interested in what you're doing. I'm actually interested in how I feel. I'm actually interested in getting real with myself. Journaling goes a long way to show you, your inner self, you, your being, your spirit being, that you actually care. Okay? You actually care to write down stuff. You're spending less time on social media, less time on the phone. And really focusing on you. And you don't have to do this every day. But if you spent a few hours a week, 1 hour a week, 2 hours a week journaling, you would really see some real changes because you'll begin to see and understand your emotions. You'll begin to see and understand what's happening in your life. You'll begin to understand where certain emotions come from. You'll be understanding how things started. You'll be able to understand why you feel a certain way. And it's very interesting because it gives you a greater understanding into yourself. Oftentimes, we don't look at ourselves. We don't pay attention to ourselves. And instead, we kind of put ourselves to the back burner. And as you hear, a lot of times, people in life later on down the road feel a lot of regret because they never did anything for themselves. Now, they might have bought themselves something or done this or that, but I'm talking about doing something for yourself. Buying something for yourself is really not doing something for yourself. That's materialistic stuff. And yes, is it nice to buy stuff for yourself? Sure. But is that what I'm talking about? No. You know, anything that doesn't work in other places like money is probably not going to continue to help you later on down the road and, you know, after this lifetime. This is stuff that you have to learn about yourself. And this is stuff that can impact you to make better decisions. It can impact you to understand where you stand in the planet. It can help you to understand what matters most to you. Very powerful stuff. It also helps to point out repetitive thinking and negative thought processes. When we have negative thinking and negative thought processes, it takes over our mind share. It takes over our life, and it impacts us in a very negative, limiting, self-sabotaging way that gets in the way of us creating things that are important, that get in the way of us actually following our purpose, that get in the way of creating what we need to create. As we journal, we're able to reveal these repetitive negative thoughts, and we are recognizing them for what they are. Oftentimes, they go undetected. They go undetected. We're not even realizing that they're there. They take over, and then we live by them. The rules of the land. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. My life will never add up to this. I'll never be successful. I'll never find someone. I'll never get married. You know, this divorce is horrible. Nobody's going to ever love me, and the list goes on. And most people don't realize that those negative thoughts plague them their entire life and get in the way of success on any of those issues. Because if we believe something, right, if we believe it, we live by that belief, we're solid with that belief, we will live by that and we will act according to that belief. If we believe that something will not happen, then we will stop looking for it to happen. We will stop working for it to happen. We'll shut that down. And if that was to happen or the opportunity was to come, we wouldn't even see it because we can't even see it because we've already shut that down. Like if we're looking for love and we know that we're never going to find anybody because nobody's going to ever fall in love with me and nobody's going to ever love me, that kind of thing. Somebody could come up to you and you would have no idea that they actually care about you. You wouldn't be able to see that or understand that. And eventually the person would leave because it's just not going to happen because you don't even see that there's a possibility that anybody could find you attractive or love you or what have you. And the list goes on. If you haven't already, check out the Celebrity Perspective on Biz TV. On Biz TV, the new Celebrity Perspective. In the meantime, live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about four things that you can incorporate into your life to make your life better. You know, right before the break, I was talking about journaling and how getting our thoughts out onto paper, getting our feelings out, really putting that out there and getting it out of our headspace is extremely powerful. It allows us to think clearer. It allows us to understand why we do certain things. It allows us to see patterns in our thoughts. It makes us more aware of what makes us tick. It makes us more aware of the negative broken record. All these things are very powerful. So if you're wanting to become more powerful in your life, if you're wanting to become more spiritually aware, if you're wanting to become more honest and authentic with yourself, this is powerful stuff. And some people go, I don't know about journaling. I'm telling you, the simplest art in the world is the most expensive. It's the most profound, right? Because it's the most profound. The simplest lyrics in any sort of music goes viral. The simplest concept people like, the simplest logo, the simplest, you know, motto of a company you remember, you know, the commercials that you can't get out of your head. Journaling, simple. It'll help you to identify the issues in your life. It'll help you. I'm a therapist. I know this kind of stuff because I've done it. And it unlocked a lot of things that I was wrestling with and dealing with that I didn't even know I was. And I think it's very powerful. And if used properly, it can really help to be more mindful, to create some new thoughts against the old negative thoughts, to be aware of those negative thoughts, and to be aware of self-sabotage, and to be aware of how we're really feeling about everything going on in our life. Last but not least, the last thing that you can incorporate into your life, at least that I can cover in this show and in this hour, is to write up a life plan. And I'm not saying you got to have everything in there, because you know what? I'm not that organized when it comes to that. But a life plan. What you'd like to have in your life. What you'd like to do in your life. Who would you like to be? How do you want to get there? You know, I find that oftentimes we create a plan for all kinds of stuff, but we don't create a plan for our life. What do we want? How do we want to get there? Are there some things that we got to do? Are there some passions we got to work with? Are there some stuff, some places, some things that we got to do? I mean, we're here this one time. We're going to go through it. Shouldn't we do what we want to do? I know we have to work. I get it. I work all the time. But sometimes I sit back and I say, hey, what do I really want to do? I mean, I'm doing what I love, and I love working with people, and I love working. I mean, I love being a therapist. I love being a life coach. I love it because I love people, and I love helping people. And it's something that I've always loved my entire life because we're not any different, okay? We're all in this together, and there's just no judgment here because I just love people, and I love helping people and giving people the direction to really help them figure out how to really work through a situation, to really get to that next level and to really find themselves. Because I've been working on myself for a long time, and I've really done some due diligence, and I've really found myself. And am I still working on myself? Yes, it doesn't end. But I have some real clarity compared to 2 years ago, compared to a year ago, compared to 10 years ago, compared to 15 years ago. And that clarity really helps me to understand who I am. That clarity is what's awesome. That clarity is what really helps me to formulate more ideas in my life. That clarity of who I am and building upon that, based with that spirituality and that understanding, really helps me to focus my energy where it needs to go and not go on some tangent because the lights are shining. It's like a disco ball. I mean, seriously. You know, and one of the things that I'm about to do, and I haven't done yet, I'm going to create a small vision board, and I haven't done it. I know people have talked about this for years upon end, vision board this and vision board that. But, you know, I do know that when we write affirmations and we write them and we put them where we can see them and we read them all the time, that it actually does change our life as long as it's properly implemented. And I have an implementation system that's like no other that really helps you to implement new affirmations. But you have to rid the negative self-talk first. You can't add one on top of the other because otherwise it's like, you know, having poopy smell and perfume. Not going to work. Can't do it. Yeah, that's a phrase that I use often. You can't take poopy smell and put perfume on it, okay? Just doesn't work. And so you have to get rid of one for the other. But with that vision board, creating that vision board and putting some stuff up there, you know, that you really want to do. And I know that images and drawings and thoughts and stuff like that can really be powerful. And I think symbols and images are more powerful than words when it comes to this. And, you know, maybe a state of mind or a location you want to eventually live in or some activities that you want to do or just a direction in life. And I think this is very powerful. And I'm going to be working on mine. I don't know when I'll get it done. Right now I have a black vision board with nothing on it. and so does my husband. We haven't done them yet. And you know, it's the time is coming. We need to spend the time to do it. Because what I found is that the years go by and the days go by and the months go by so fast. You end up looking around and you don't even know where the time went. How did we get here? And I wish I could have gotten done XYZ and I didn't get it done. That regret, feeling overwhelmed, feeling stressed out, feeling unsuccessful. All this stuff is very powerful and can't be ignored. You have this one life to live, and whether you incorporate learning more about you or writing up a life plan or being more mindful or journaling, you know, I really think that starting with being more mindful and getting out of the thinking mind is definitely the place to begin. And really just taking your life as it comes and being involved and mindful every moment because it's powerful. It's very powerful. I'm very involved with everything I do and everywhere I go. And I'm very mindful and I'm very aware of where I am and who I'm talking to and what I'm doing. And I get a lot out of it. I get a lot of joy out of it. I go to the store. I know everybody because I've spent time there and I actually care enough to talk to people. But I'm also aware and I'm not on my phone and I'm really paying attention to where I am. I also like to meet people. That might be my extroverted side. But, you know, what I find that is that, you know, everywhere you go, it's like it's nice to be a part of it and to get involved. And the more we get involved, the more we're involved in our own life, the more we're involved in who we are, the more we can embrace our identity and embrace who we are and love who we are and be happy. And, yes, some days we're not going to be happy. And some days we are going to be sad. And some days we might feel depressed. But being mindful and understanding that is what takes some of the stress away. I hope this show has helped you. I want you to live your true life. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.